The war on drugs seems to have failed. So now what? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Beginning today in New York, the UN General Assembly will meet to discuss the war on drugs, and we'll probably be hearing a lot about Portugal, where drug use has dropped dramatically ever since 2001.
They have the lowest incidences of heroin overdose in the European Union, and those numbers can be attributed directly to the change in the policy.
That change in policy 14 years ago was to end the war on drugs, and that's why Hawaii State Representative Jared Kioho Kalole has been pushing for a bill to study whether Portugal's system could be just what his state needs.
In the community that I represent, we have a huge problem, particularly methamphetamine.
Portugal still locks up drug traffickers, but ordinary drug users go before what's called a dissuasion commission, which can provide treatment, impose a fine, or do nothing. You can smoke pot, do crack, take cocaine, meth, heroin. There's no jail time, no criminal record, nothing to ruin your chances of getting a job. And 14 years into this policy, drug use, drug deaths, and property crimes are all significantly lower, which is why Representative Kioho Kalole is pushing Hawaii to study the idea.
I'm coming in on the end of my first term, so we'll see if my community lets me back after trying to do this.
Actually, there was a time when drug use in Portugal was zero. That was before 1974, when Portugal was under a dictatorship. I suppose they could always try that again. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.